Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is already August 28th, 2017. It's Monday morning. By Friday, we're in September, and we got to pray for the people in Texas. Oh, my God. I saw some of the footage last night before I slept, and I just couldn't even imagine this water that's coming in to the coastal part of Texas. And the other part about that is that it's going to continue for like a few days. It's not even going away. It's not it's a continuous downpour that's just not stopping. So we just have to pray that people were smart enough to get out, are still trying to get out instead of staying there, because rescuing them is hard. I think the hardest one was the nursing home, and they just obviously didn't expect, no one could conceive it, but that much. And, you know, people were in wheelchairs with water up to themselves, to the middle of their waists, and it just was unbelievable. But, you know, let's just hope people get out. I know California sent a lot of people there to help, but just crazy. So for this week, you know, appreciate and pray, because those are the two things that we can do from afar, is to do that if we can't, you know, someone can't just go there and help. So today's topic, though, I have to tell you guys, you know, these topics are usually very close to my heart. Even when topics are suggested, they're things that we've all thought about but maybe not talked about too much. And this show of how to not let another soul manipulate your instincts and make fun of you when you figure things out and humiliate you when you're on your way to figuring it out and deflecting you into another direction. And then you go against your instincts to satisfy or please other people for whatever reason, whether you're at work doing a job, whether you're at home and it's in your home, whether you're having it happen to you, because it's different from the person doing it, because a lot of times the person who does it is so fractured that they're in survival mode, protective mode, and they will never, ever admit that something's going on. And they, instead of just answering with a yes or a no, they will take you around the block and whip you and whip you and whip you until you're exhausted. And then you just give in and or say things like, you know, you're right, and then you try to just get over it. But they know before you know, especially in the beginning of starting to see this behavior, they know and you don't know that it's going to happen again, because they are used to it already, but they act like your reaction is so off the cuff and so weird, and that you are so off the cuff and that you are so weird that it like stifles you from even saying anything again or bringing it up. And then you find that when there's a conflict, you don't want to bring it up because you don't want to go through the hell they're going to put you through, but that's exactly what it is. So how do you deal with that? Because once you're in it, it's like you've already known the person for a few months and they're still new to you. And then the first time it happens, it seems like a fluke. And the second time it happens, it's like, oh, wow, again. And then after a while, you're like, oh, my God, this is a regular part of life. And if you're really healthy inside, seeing that will make you run, not walk away, because you know it's not going to stop. You know, Christ said over and over again, people's behavior is not special to you. It's who they are everywhere they go. You are just someone who gave them permission. And, you know, when I thought of that, because I had even more than one situation like this, because those people, I always used to try to like, help them or please them and then help them and then be worth my weight in that I help them, but then nothing is ever enough. No matter what you do, it's like Groundhog Day. They're still going to do something that disrupts the good in your relationship. And it's a weird thing because it's almost like they get bored and they'll create the drama. They don't even know they're doing this. That's the pathological part of lying, the you know, just the apathy, just how it works. But there's nothing, their reasons for doing it are that somewhere when they were a child, they were fractured. So now there's two of them. There's the good one that you deal with and everything's fine, and then there's the one that has this side, this wild card. But again, we talked about a lot of those kinds of things before. But how do you protect your instinct in that? Because to know yourself is to love yourself. So to know yourself is to know that, you know what, I may not be perfect. Whatever's coming at me feels weird. My whole body reacted. My heart is racing. All this stuff is happening to me. Because my antenna is telling me something's wrong. And when Christ talked to me about antennas, I thought it was really interesting because an antenna, it's like I think of it coming out of our head and it's just getting signals all day, getting signals all day. Some of this stuff makes it into us thinking about it. Some of the stuff just bounces off. You don't even care about it. But when we're in a situation where we see someone on a regular basis, like you go to work every day or you go to school every day or you go home every day with your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or however it's working out, and your instinct, your antenna, your sirens go off, and you feel bad to say something because you don't want to ruffle everything up, and then you think, oh, but they're so good here, and they're so good here. So why do they keep doing this? You realize it's not going to stop. That's when the shelf life theory comes in, where Christ says people have a shelf life. If you meet somebody and they have a relationship and then they have another one and they have another one and everybody's left them, they didn't really ever leave anybody. And I've met many a men who have lived their lives to their middle 50s and 60s who every single person they were with left because they were exhausted. It wasn't because they didn't love them. Because they loved them is why they stayed. They were just mentally exhausted. And we as human beings will give and give and give until we have nothing left to give. Then when you have nothing left to give, you just can't stay. It's not like you know, get mad at them and you want to leave. You just can't stay. There's a difference between not being able to stay somewhere that's toxic and leaving someone. Physically, yes, you are leaving them, but the why, the exhaustion, the mental freedom, the emotional space that you reclaim, because now your instincts are like, do you get it yet? How many more examples do you need? What is going on with you? Pay attention to me, because our instinct, when it's ignored, it's going to stay. And it's going to give you one more shot and one more shot and one more shot. And the great thing about instinct is it never gives up. It doesn't succumb. Even people who stay, they physically stay. Their body is present there. But what they have done already is disengage. They literally just disengage. They literally live a separate life with that person. They just stop hearing them because they can't take any more in that's unsolved. There just isn't enough space. So your instinct is never going to stop. So don't think you can shut it down, because we can't. But how do we trust ourselves over and above what others want from us? Because in the beginning of a relationship, when the relationship establishes itself, you don't see any of that yet because you haven't been there long enough to see it. So you see the charm and the wonder and the beauty. I know a man who, at the very beginning of meeting somebody, the very beginning, he was grieving about what was going to come in the relationship. And the woman didn't understand it, but he was smart enough to know that everybody's left him. And I remember him saying to me at the beginning, you could tell them that you've done this and you've done that, and everybody's happy about it. They don't even care. They're practically not even listening. But maybe a year later, if you just breathe next to that person, they can't stand to be around you. So I realized that this is his experience. So I said to him, how could you grieve? Because I could never understand. I couldn't understand what he was talking about. But then as I witnessed his next relationship, I fully understood what he talked about. Because he has a part of him that is a pathological liar. So what happens over time is the person he's with no longer believes the things that he says or doesn't say. And then if you bring it up, you get deflected here and deflected there and deflected here and deflected there. You don't even know what hit you. And you get blamed for noticing. And then the what he does is, He never really acknowledges that he did what he did. He'll say, okay, well, now that we know that that happened, how should we proceed? It's all he wants to know. And then he prepares you that it's going to happen again because he knows he can't help it. So he said, so next time, ask me questions. Well, the person said, I do ask you questions, but you don't answer them. When you can say a yes or a no, you start talking how important your work is, how important this, and how you have all this other stuff to think about, and this particular thing didn't matter to you, even though it mattered a lot to the relationship. And then you're trying to make sense of that, like, well, who's that important? I actually have bigger worries than you do. But now you're more important than me and more important than us, and your mind is never thinking about those things, so you systematically, the same situation over and over again were things you did not tell me. Yes, that was a strong yes. But each personal accusation was a hard no. And then if the person says you lied to me, his first words, because he's now in combative mode, is, are you accusing me of lying? Well, a nice person doesn't want to say that to anybody. A nice person doesn't want to say that to anyone, so they start to backtrack. So now you got shut down from saying the truth. But instead, you need to play just as hard back and say, yes, I am accusing you of lying because you lied. Well, that's not really a lie. I just forgot to tell you. I just didn't tell you. And then when they really, really get busted, when you can just have the energy to go after them. There was one situation between the two of them where it took the woman four different four-hour attempts to get to the truth. And then what happened to her when that happened was that she realized he's not going to tell the truth until she does that, and she realized she didn't have the energy to do that for every little thing. She just didn't and doesn't. And now I got them where the woman in the relationship doesn't even know how to proceed. She honestly just doesn't know what to do. But she knows she doesn't want to do that over and over again. So her instinct now is saying, okay, it happened once, you were figuring it out. Happened twice, you were figuring it out. But right now we're on time 5. Why are you still there? This is, well, I love him. But this isn't improving, and neither of you have gone for help. He's going to therapy, but people who do that are very manipulative. They don't tell the therapist everything about themselves. They just tell them what they want to tell them because they need to feel good. They're willing to pay for that, by the way. But when you come to see me and you don't want the truth, don't come to see me. I caution people all the time because eventually I'm going to get to it. When I get to it, somebody's always not happy because now they feel like they've done something wrong. So I make very careful things that I don't believe in wrong, but I do believe in injury. I do believe that when we are injured, we act out. And sometimes we don't like that part of us and we try to hold it down, but then it just squeezes through the cracks because it's part of us. And it squeezes through the cracks when you're with somebody more and more and more because you can't hide it. You can hide it on a first meeting, second meeting, 10th meeting. But if you see someone every day, it's going to be there. And so once you start to see people every day, now you have to deal with that. It's part of what you have to do. So what I'm suggesting for them is truly just to acknowledge that this is something the other person can't help, instead of blaming them and calling them names and saying, wow, what a blank, fill in the blank. Because it's not about that. If you want to stay and you want to help and you really feel love and passion for this person, there's a way to merge the two, the fractured part and the healthy part together. They don't have to be polar opposites. That pathology can be helped through a therapy, through people acknowledging, the person that does it acknowledging, finally just saying, I'm tired of that part of me. Maybe I do want to do something different in my lifetime. Because your instinct has to fight for itself, or that can never happen. When we succumb to someone who tries to manipulate us, and our instinct is going, all the time, and the red flag is waving. We have to find a way to survive. Because no one came here to be any other human being's pacifier. We cannot give up our lives to please somebody else's neuroses or issues. Manipulation is so subtle that in the beginning, you don't know that that's what's happening because you're still blank. You're still a canvas. You know, the way I can describe it is, you know, let's say a person standing in the middle of a room and they have a big circle around them, huge circle around them. And that circle is so big and you're so happy and you're letting everything in and you're letting everything go and you're talking about everything and the person is just the same. You don't see one difference between the two of you. And then the first incident happens. And then your circle gets a little smaller. Second incident smaller. Third incident smaller. Fourth incident smaller. And before you know it, you have a shield around yourself and you're protecting yourself from any more coming in because you can't take it. Because you can't take it. And your instinct says, run, don't walk away. God leaves nobody behind. We are not at times qualified. Sometimes we don't have the energy. We still have the love. The love still exists. Amazing that the people I met who are going through these kinds of things, most of them are newer in the relationship, I want to say 2 to 5 years. because the habit, the newness of it is starting to wear off and they're starting to realize it's a problem. And the most loving partners, enough to say, hey, you know what? I know you lied to me here, 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 and here. And I'm not going to hold you to those lies. At this point, I want to heal you because I realize something's wrong. That's following your instinct. You can have that conversation. Because now you're trusting that you feel something's wrong, and instead of trying to please it away or agree with the other person away so that the monster just grows and grows and grows in your relationship, you have a chance of the other person hearing you enough, feeling safe enough to speak about, wow, I do see the pattern. And I do realize it's destructive in my life because it has ended every relationship I've had to date. To date. And I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted of starting over all the time. I'm exhausted of people falling in love with me in the beginning and then literally running away. The woman had a distinctive memory, and she brought it up, and I can't tell you how interesting this is to me because there's so much love there that they want to fix it, and when her antenna goes up, she doesn't back down. When her instincts show up, she doesn't back down. She doesn't say, oh, I must be wrong. Oh, no way can I say something. In the beginning, she did, but when she realized she loved this person and she wanted to work it out, now she's seeing something else. She's saying, I need to help this person. And when they do it, I just say, okay, you're lying again. End of conversation. I don't want to hear how and why this is not a lie. She's become very clear. I know you can't help it. You're good here and here and here. You're a good provider. You're a good father. You're this, this, and this. But I can't hear this anymore. I'm sorry. And the trick is, I don't know what you don't tell me, but at this point, I don't even care anymore because none of that matters as much as healing you so that that doesn't become the fabric of our relationship. Our instinct gives us a language of healing. Our instinct gives us a language not just of healing the other person, because just by us listening to our instinct, we are healing to do that. We have to have a lot of self-love and a lot of self-assurance and a lot of experience to listen to our own instinct and not let somebody else get in there and tell us we didn't see what we saw or hear what we heard. Even from ourselves. And manipulators will ask you a ton of questions. They want to know who you are so that they know what to expect. They want to study you. It's like they study you in the beginning. You think you're getting to know them, they're studying you. Two different objectives, two different people. And as they study you, people who manipulate are so short-sighted that they leave 90% of the money of that relationship on the table. They don't see it. They don't even know who the person is past what they think they need to know because their arrogance and their ego that are all based in fear and insecurity to cover up the fear and insecurity doesn't care to see any more of that person than what they need to know to keep you there. So as I hear this, I always wonder, well, why does a person even want to have a relationship? They want to get in a relationship, and they themselves are the ones that are trouble to the relationship, and they themselves realize that they have a shelf life, and they're really smart people. I mean, these are people who are disciplined studiers. You know, they've gone to school for a long time. They've become a lawyer or a doctor or, you know, an accountant or something that, you know, trained their mind to think over time. Yet this is like such a dichotomy. It's like a pendulum. I'm dealing with 5 years old emotionally, because somebody hurt them early on in their lives. 5-year-olds emotionally, and then 55-year-olds intellectually, or even way beyond their years in intellect. But the emotionality of that soul is so injured that you see this switch. You even see a switch in faith. You see a switch in dealing with things. So when you see that and you know that there's something wrong, trust that your antenna is giving you a message and start asking yourself questions. Okay, that was weird. I know what happened, but this person's convincing me something else happened. And this is weird. Okay, well, what's weird about it? Well, the fact that I know it happened and they had to convince me that it didn't is concerning to me because I'm in a relationship with this person. How do I proceed? If I accept this, then it's going to happen again and I'm going to have to accept it again. Oh, no, it won't happen again. They just told me it won't happen again. But you're like the second time going, well, it just happened again. Okay, this is going to be where I'm a babysitter or a policeman for my partner because they're going to lie a lot. So now I have to put an eye behind my head so I can see behind me because nobody's got my back, not my partner, and not myself if I'm not listening or doing anything about this. So now two of us don't have my back, and both of us are supporting the manipulation and the lying. If you feel, and you truly feel through your instincts, that you're just going to hit your head against the wall, nothing's going to change. You need to bite the bullet and leave, or accept that that's going to be the rest of your life. Because it's not going to change. If the other person cannot succumb to the fact that they need help in some way or another to see what they're doing, you yourself are not going to be able to show them. They're going to get angry at you for pointing out that there's an issue. There was another couple where a woman ran into this, and they are fine, and then one incident, this person blew up from 0 to 60, was a completely different person, and put her down for noticing and really, like, just wanted to trash her for it. And she immediately broke up with him, like, through email, just sent an email and said, this is not working, goodbye, because her instinct was so strong to run. And I was like, wow, I never had anyone react that fast. The first argument, not even a chance. She did ask to speak to him 3 times, but he didn't take the clue, and he avoided it because he knew what he did wasn't okay. And so she immediately broke up with him. But then what happened was she immediately felt bad, and she felt so bad that he had to break up without her. To help him break up with her. If you could imagine. Because when people love, they love, and we do things out of love. We think we can help. And so now they're emailing back and forth. They're not talking on a phone because she didn't trust that he could be decent. She didn't want him to cut her up. She wanted him to get over all the goofball moves he was going to do before he got to the truth. And then once that happened, now she wanted to stay again, and they got back together. And then after they got back together, it happened 3 more times. And now she's concerned for her well-being. Still there. But she now is concerned for her well-being. She doesn't know if she can change him. She doesn't know any of that yet. We're still right there, concerned for her well-being. When your antenna goes up and you're close to a manipulator, know that that's what's happening. Acknowledge in yourself that that's what's happening. Nothing is wrong with you. everything is hurting the other person. You guys, I'm already cut off. It's already done. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm so sorry. I love you guys so much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.